Grants are like golden tickets for researchers. They open doors to new possibilities and enable researchers to bring their ideas to life and propel scientific discoveries forward. But sometimes, assessing grants can feel like navigating a maze. Welcome to another exciting episode of Science in Africa. This is a Nature Africa podcast for African scientists and Africans interested in science. I am Chinyere Opia. Today, we're diving deep into the world of grants. I know many researchers out there are eager to fund their groundbreaking ideas. So let's dive right in. Joining me is a resourceful Doris Wangari. She is currently the Senior Program Officer at Science for Africa Foundation, where she leads and manages the Grant Challenges Africa portfolio. Many researchers have complained about barriers to assessing grants for research. In your experience, what are some of the barriers in grant management?
I think there's never enough money. So there's unlimited funding. Most of the funding agencies have limited resources as well. And you find that there are also highly competitive application processes, which can be difficult for an African innovator to navigate. The other barrier I see is lack of technical expertise when it comes to managing grants effectively. This can result in poor project implementation, inadequate monitoring and evaluation of the project impact. And this usually begs the question sometimes for me, as a researcher or a scientist, do you need to also have this technical expertise? And the answer is a resounding yes. For those people that we've seen winning some of these grants, you have to have the skills with you. The other thing I find within Africa as a barrier is corruption. So corruption can lead to mismanagement of funds, nepotism and favoritism of our own, and then leads to ineffectiveness of the grant management system.
What about bureaucracy? How does it affect access to grants for researchers to pursue their scientific inquiries, develop innovative ideas, and contribute to their respective fields?
This is a significant barrier to the grant management system. You find that long and complex application processes are put in place such that there are delays when it comes to approval. A grant was granted for 2 years. Within those 2 years, the money got to the research institution, but they haven't been able to access it. And this now also complicates when it comes to the reporting cycle. And at the end of it, ultimately, it discourages the innovator even to engage with this advertised grants that they see.
It seems like searching for a needle in a haystack. Any tips for navigating these barriers?
Some of the ways to overcome these barriers would be to ensure that we have funding agencies and innovators that work together. I believe collaboration is a key to unlocking a lot of these barriers. The other thing is to develop effective strategies to address these barriers in terms of innovative ways. Get buy-in from your government to set up policies possibly around corruption, advocating for no corruption within the organization, and streamline as well when it comes to the management of grants within the various organizations that could also limit the bureaucracies.
Excellent suggestions on navigating some of these barriers. But I've heard that for some who have scaled the hurdles, grants can be quite competitive. How can researchers navigate the grant application process, including identifying funding opportunities, preparing competitive proposals, and meeting reporting requirements?
I think when it comes to navigating the grant application process, it starts off by an innovator identifying a grant that they see and they feel that they have something to offer. However, it could be a very daunting task, as you say. You find that some of the organizations or research institutes have a grant manager, so to say, and this grant manager is able to scope around the region or globally for grants that are being advertised, and they would be able to share them to the researchers. However, even by seeing the application, it doesn't guarantee that you would still get it. you need to put in work, research that grant proposal requirements thoroughly, ensure that you dot all the I's and cross all the T's, because the eligibility criteria is also key. The other thing would be to ensure that in terms of what is asked for, usually for us, we have a format that we would ask you to fill in against. So ensure that all the questions are aligned to that format. And ideally also looking at some of the administrative aspects of when is the deadline, do I need to submit this by an online portal and cross-checking all that.
Now, there are government grants, private foundation grants, corporate grants, and even international grants. Each type has its own unique set of requirements and application processes. What are the key factors to consider in managing grants for research in Africa, including funding allocation, accountability, and sustainability?
When you're managing grants, you have to have an effective grant management system. So this requires that you have careful consideration, especially when it comes to the funding allocation. It's important to allocate funding in a way that would reflect the priorities of the funding organization and taking into account also the needs and priorities of the community that you're doing this for. With all this, it would ensure that you have a high potential for impact at the end. The other critical factor when managing grants is sustainability. As you've mentioned, projects should be designed to have a long-lasting impact and to be sustainable beyond the life of the grant. This requires you build local capacity, develop partnerships, and promote knowledge transfer. The other thing that you've mentioned is around accountability. And for effective grant management, you require a clear and transparent reporting process where the outcomes are reported. The grant recipient should be able to account for the use of the funds that they have received.
You talked about partnerships. What impact does it have on the process?
I envision that you should have a continuous engagement with the funder as you implement the project to ensure that there's a back and forth communication to ensure that we're working together, and they would be able, if at all you divert, they would be able to guide you back in terms of what you need to prioritize as well as what needs to be done to achieve project success.
You touched on collaborations. Let's emphasize the importance of collaboration and networking. How can African governments, nonprofit organizations, and other stakeholders collaborate to ensure effective grant management and support for innovative initiatives?
First, there is the buy-in. And by buy-in, I mean we need to have a shared vision of priorities within the African governments. What is it that we want to achieve around that? With that buy-in, then you find that we are able now to align resources and efforts towards common goals and increase the likelihood of success. The other thing would be to ensure that there is collaboration. Governments and non-profit organizations can work together to establish partnerships with the local universities, research institutions, and private sectors. And this would then promote knowledge transfer as well as sharing best practices from each other. The other thing would be to seek support when it comes to capacity building and training. Within this stakeholders, there's need to ensure that there's continuous mentorship to the innovators and the various grant recipients to support them, especially when we look at areas like fundraising, project management, monitoring and evaluation.
What about partnerships between African countries and international organizations such as universities, research institutions, and corporations? How can this facilitate innovation and grant management in Africa?
Partnerships are very key within your local university or research area, across various disciplines, across the borders as well. And one of the things that we find you can benefit from partnership is a knowledge transfer. A lot of this, especially global universities, would be able to bring expertise and knowledge to Africa that can support innovation and grant management. Through these partnerships with African countries, this organization can share best practices, transfer technology and knowledge, and provide training and education for the innovators. You're also able to access funding because when you show that you're working a multidisciplinary group, it unlocks some of the funding and ensures that the organizations now can provide financial resources to support the development of the innovation. Another aspect would be networking opportunities, because even beyond the kind of research that we'd be able to do, this two researchers that met up would be able to engage even further and ensure that even for additional research, they would be able to work together.
Africa is a continent brimming with creativity and ingenuity. Remarkable innovations are coming out of Africa, and grant management plays a crucial role in nurturing these ideas. What are the best practices for evaluating the impact and success of innovation projects funded by grants in Africa, including monitoring and evaluation techniques?
Once you start the grant application process, you have to have clear, smart objectives that are achievable. That is the core of this. When it comes to monitoring, I believe you have to also ensure that you have a system in place that keeps you on check and is able to keep you on track in terms of achieving those SMART objectives. And this involves collecting and analyzing data from the activities that you do, the various outputs and outcomes. And if at all you find any challenges, are you also reporting those as well? Because we find some of the projects, they start off and then there's a challenge, they just hold off even in terms of reporting back to the grant management team. Again, I would ensure that there's continuous work together on our end as the grantors. We would want to ensure that we have site visits. We would want to ensure that we know the kind of work you would do, frequent communication between that.
What about evaluating impact and measuring long-term sustainability?
In terms of evaluating impact, especially when it comes to long-term effects, this is an eligibility criteria that would need to be checked off when we are reviewing your proposal. And the beneficiaries of this impact are usually the wider community. And this can be done through quantitative and qualitative methods where you have surveys and focus groups. We ask them questions and then we would get the feedback and see whether the intended or unintended consequences of the project, including social, economic and environmental, have been achieved. Again, sustainability, the project has to have long-standing effect. And for this, we need to examine factors like financial viability, the capacity of the local partners to sustain the project, and the project's contribution to the overall development of that community.
Good insight stories. Joining us now is a researcher who has successfully navigated the grant management process.
My name is Nontantla Vilagazi, but everyone calls me Noni because, you know, our African names sometimes they're a bit tricky. It's easier when everyone calls me Noni, but yeah, I'm Noni Vilagazi and I'm a paleohepatologist. I work at the University of Johannesburg in South Africa.
Let's start with a memorable moment from your grant application journey you'd like to share.
You know, when you apply for grants, when you are still a student, it's not that tricky because you have your supervisor and they're always there to help you. But then as soon as you become independent, it becomes an issue because now you have to do everything by yourself. So my most memorable part is when I got the grant by myself as a young scientist, when I got that letter, that email that said, congratulations, it was one of the first memories that I could think of. I was so happy thinking that, oh, finally, I can do it by myself, even though I know that I had people who were helping me behind the scenes. But that feeling of knowing that you did it, especially as a young Black woman, so that's the most fulfilling feeling that you can have as a scientist.
That's quite interesting. Now, let's spice things up a bit. How about a rapid-fire round of grant facts? I'll ask you a question and you answer as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the first thing you should do before applying for a grant?
I think you need to have all the requirements. Just make sure that you are clear on the requirements of the grant application and you know what they're looking for, because we take that for granted.
What is the secret ingredient to a compelling grant proposal?
Just to be clear on your communication, know what they want, and just be concise. Everything, make sure that you have all the information and you are concise. That's the secret ingredient for me.
Fantastic. How can researchers make sure they allocate funds effectively?
By sticking to the budget. You need to make sure that you stick to the agreed budget and you record everything.
And how can researchers improve their chances of securing grants, especially if they've been unsuccessful in the past?
Look for a mentor. Mentors are there for a reason, and they assist you. Look for someone who's been successful in applying for grants. Also, I know that most institutions have workshops on how to apply for grants, so you need to attend those and have your own community. That helps a lot.
Before we let you go, as you, a young scientist or a new researcher, is listening to you right now and wants to go about applying for grants, what would you tell this researcher or the young you when you started this journey?
It's doable, but for me, I think it takes a village to raise a child, and it takes a village to be successful as a scientist or as a researcher. So don't be an island. Go out, look for people who've done it before you, who know how to do it, and who are willing to help you. I know that there's a lot of people who are willing to help. They're just waiting on us to ask for help. I know it's not easy to ask for that, but just do it. You'll be amazed.
Thank you both, Doris Wangari and Professor Vilagazi, for joining me today and shedding light on the fascinating world of research in Africa and grant management. Remember, researchers, grants are out there waiting for you to grab them. Keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep sourcing for those funding opportunities. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Science in Africa podcast. If you are interested in finding out more on the important work being done by African research scientists, check out our Nature Africa website at nature.com/NatAfrica. And until next time, I am Chinyere Opia.